I went home last night thinking about what I was going to speak to tonight from, and I had ideas in my own heart and mind, but I believe the Lord just directed me to something that I feel that will encourage you and help you. I love the word therefore, and I've been fascinated over the years wherever it crops up in the Word of God. Someone said to me years ago, what's it there for? Why is that word suddenly brought about and put into the Word of God? And I've realised over looking into it many, many times that it's there to say, take note of what's just been said, because I'm going to show you how to work it out in your life after it. And so the word therefore, someone made a joke about it, but it's never been a joke to me. So I will look at one of the therefores in the Bible. It's in Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 17 and 18. Amen. Therefore, come out from among them, be you separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. If you read previously, it was talked about how we should live lives that are holy as unto the Lord. And whenever I see it, I wonder why it's there. And in this case, it's a very typical word, therefore, because it really talks previously about how we should live as the children of God, things that we should beware of, and things that we should leave at one side. And we live in a world that doesn't want to, doesn't really embrace us. And though we live in a world, God doesn't want the world to live in us. He wants in the church. He wants us to live in a place that he wants the world in the church, but he doesn't want the church in the world, because their principles, their ways of going on, are not the same as ours. Not the same as the principles of the Word of God that he lays down upon us. So he says, "Come out from among them, be separate." And be separated from the things of this world, that we might be transformed by the powers of God in our lives to be able to do the work that he's called us to do. And so we see that the world would try to take hold of our lives and say, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. We've got to remember that the world, though we live in it, we're not part of it. God wants us to live in us so that people see, when they see us, they'll see Jesus. We had that on Sunday evening. When people look at you, who do they see? When they look at me, who do they see? Yeah, see Jesus. And that's our aim. That's the aim of the Lord, of God in our lives. He wants us to so be conformed by his power and his love and his, and also lead and direct us in such a way that when people see us, they see a token of Jesus who lives within us. And as we look at our lives tonight, are we separated from things of this world so that we can take on the things that the Lord has for us? Or does the world engross, or does it come into our lives in such a way that it draws us away from the Lord? It says, touch not the unclean thing. In the Old Testament, they had a list under Moses of the unclean thing, the things that they shouldn't touch. But I believe anything, that the unclean thing, as far as I'm concerned, is anything that will separate me from a relationship with God and with each other. So God wants us to live in that way. Under the old law, they had regulations. But I believe we have one regulation, one thought and one mind, that is to live in such a way, separated from the world, living for Jesus so that the world can see him through us. I believe the Lord doesn't want us to touch the things that would harm us. I'm very often aware of when I used to be in the electricity industry, I would open a cabinet door, and inside that cabinet door were things like huge fuses that were this long. And they had great power going through them, and I knew that don't touch. And I believe there are things in our lives that would try to be brought into our lives. Thank you, brother. My voice isn't what it used to be. But praise God, it still can speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, well. Hallelujah. So he said, be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch the unclean thing. Don't touch those things that would draw you away from the Lord. There are many things. Get your priorities right in God. Get those things, put those things in your life that's going to lead you and direct you unto the Lord. People say, where are you going to church? Again. Yeah, again. And when I used to be in my teens, I went 7 days a week. But I didn't have any responsibilities. And when I've told young people that, they've said, what do you do for your social life? Church is my social life. This is where I live, move and have my being. And so the scripture, it says, because of what I've just been talking to you about, not being unequally yoked together, not partner up with people of the world so that they can draw you away. You know, it's easy to pull me off the table than me to pull you onto it. And that's where, if you're not careful, the people will come into your life that will draw you away from the Lord himself. And so we see, I believe there are things that the Lord doesn't want us to touch because they would make us unclean, otherwise break our fellowship and our relationship with the Lord himself and with one another. Which is vital that we have fellowship with the Lord, but also fellowship with each other, because you rub off on me and I rub off on you. And in that coming together, we kind of sharpen one another in the things of God. That we talked about going on Zoom. Don't you go on Zoom. I hate Zoom. I detest it. I had to have it for a period, and we all had to, but it's nothing like coming together and being in the presence of God and enjoying his presence. And so we see we need to assess our lives rather than see if the things that we permit, whether they are drawing us near to the Lord or drawing us away. Those things that draw us away from the Lord, I believe, as I said, they're unclean and we should not touch them. The word says that when we do this, the Lord will receive us. Do you like to be received? Do you like to be welcomed? When I go and talk among people, I don't like to feel that barrier up. Sometimes it is. But I like to be received. I like to be welcomed. And we've got one that if we obey his word, he will receive us or welcome us when we draw near to him. He says, I'll be a father to you. Amen. I'll be a father to you. Let me tell you, Paul says, you have many teachers, but very few fathers. Mm. And when you get people that are fathers, I'm glad, absolutely thrilled, that when I was a boy, growing up in the church I was, there were fathers in that church that got alongside me. And a father is one that cares for the one he's looking unto, one he's looking after. And I can remember one I used to, I nearly said an old gentleman, well, he was when I was a teenager. But he was a very high-powered man in the investment world, but he had a lovely fathering nature. He took me under his wing and he said to me, this is what I believe you need to be doing, David. This is how I believe you want to be working. And he mentored me, and I never saw him for nearly 50 years, and I went to do a week's ministry, and he was one of those I was ministering to. The father that ministered to me, I was now ministering to him. And he said to the proprietor, who's that young fella in there? I mean, I was about 60 then, but he was in his late 80s, maybe even in his 90s. Who's that young fella? tell me what he says. There's nobody like, there's no other person in the world like him, in the sense that there's only one David Street, because there's only one of you. There's only one of you. You're unique. Don't let the enemy tell you you're not. You're unique. No one's ever been born like you, or been born before you came onto the earth. No one will be born after we've passed through this life. You are unique, and you're unique to God. And he came and he just stood at the door and he said, David. And I knew the voice like that. And I turned around and said, what are you doing here? He says, I'm here for a week's holiday. Well, I said, I'm your minister this week. And we had a bit of fun. But let me tell you, fathers are very important. Amen. And they're important naturally, but they're very important spiritually as well. And most of all, our Heavenly Father is most important to us. He knows how to care for us. He knows what we need. He knows what we require. He plans. And he plans for our future. You know, everything he does for us is with one aim and one purpose. And that's to bring us into a place of knowing him and also knowing what is required of us. Paul says, as I said, we have many teachers. You can get television on any time of the day or night now, and you can get teaching from different people across the world. But there's very few that we're prepared to come alongside and be there for 24/7. I had a father that I only knew for 6 years, actually, until I left home. And let me say, he wasn't a very good father. When I came to know Jesus, I got a heavenly father. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory. One who cared, one who looked after me, amen. One who made sure that my future was bright. Yeah. I had nothing to offer, but Jesus says, come and with what you can offer me. He says, come, because I've got something to offer you, which will take you and help you in the future. We will be. He says, you'll be my children. You'll be my children, my sons and my daughters. Last part of that verse says, and I will be you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. No, and not any racist said that. We are children of God, not because someone has said that. The one whose authority is greater than any in the world has said, you're my son and my daughter. So he wants you to live a life that's separated to him, a life that's honourable to him, a life that will bring glory and honour to him. And when people see you, that they'll see Jesus. Here I am, the chorus says, here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Wonder if you put that over your life, and how many things in your life are helping you to attain that. But there are other things that will help you to draw you away from it. But the Lord wants you to know this tonight in a certain way, that if you separate yourself, if you live a life of separation to him, he will be a father to you. That means your needs will be met. Everything you require will be there for you. And there'll be a care for you and a love for you that you've never known. I didn't know what it was like to have a father's love. They used to do things at church and I used to think, what's the catch? What are they after? And then I found out that Father was looking after me. People would come along and say, how are you going on? Oh, I'm all right. Or sometimes I wasn't all right, of course, but I used to say all right anyway. But Father knows. You don't have to say to him, how you feel, because he knows all about you. And he wants to show that fatherly care for you. And if you will give to him, and allow him to work in your life, you will indeed know the care that he has for you. And I can remember my father coming to fetch us back from Stockton on Tees. I probably told him, may have told you. He asked me who I was, where did I live? He said to me, do you know where David and Sid Street lives? And I said, I'm Dave Street. He said, I'm your father. Could have been anybody. But our Heavenly Father. Amen. Far, far different to that. Amen. He knows your name. Right. He knows where you are. He knows exactly what you're doing. He knows what's going on in your life. And though we can hide it from each other, we can't hide it from Him. And He works out His purposes to bring about the praise and glory to His name. And as we come out and are separated to Him, we live wholly as unto the Lord. He will become the loving Heavenly Father that I missed in life as a humanly and naturally, but I didn't miss spiritually. He became the one that cared and the one that understood. No one cared for me like Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the friend of kind and true. Can't remember the rest of it. But let me tell you, there's no one cares for you like Jesus. No one's, the Father, the Heavenly Father, has your best interests at heart. And if you will give your lives and try and rid your lives of the things that would draw you away from Him and put in their place the things that will draw you closer to Him, you will find that what He says, He will bring to pass. There's a word in Exodus 34, it says, you will see marvelous things because of the covenant that your Father has with you. You'll see Him do marvelous things, but also He will lead you on to do awesome things in His name. And I believe that we're moving in that place where as we surrender ourselves to Him, where we separate ourselves unto God, where we give our lives to Him in such a way that He can indeed come into our lives and help us. There's a scripture that says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Why is it that way around? Because you've got a free will. You can say no. I can say no to God. Awesome. And He can do nothing about it. But when I say yes, I'll draw near. He then draws near to you and brings you all the benefits, all the blessings, all the things that you require that are found in the redemption He's given. And we come, as we come out and are separated ourselves wholly unto the Lord, He will become a loving Heavenly Father, one who cares for us, one who gives to us all that we stand in need of. I pray the Lord will help us to live in a way that when people see us, they shall take note that we have been with Jesus. What a testimony the disciples had. They had to take note that they had been with Jesus. And not because they had a placard saying, I've been with Jesus, but their demeanour, their lifestyle, the way they spoke, the way they went about their lives, their confidence they had, that they had no option. And these were the religious leaders of the days of the apostles. May the people of our land, our area, when they look at us, see Jesus and Him glorified. I'm sure the Lord will bless us as we endeavour to do that. Separate yourselves unto God. Listen to what He has to say. Then do those things that He requires at your hand, and you will know His love and care, and you will be taken into a greater place than you are today. And people will say of you and me, they've been with Jesus. Amen.